KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog. It's 28 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moran's Stiefel Investments. A dense fog advisory is in effect through late this morning. Forecasts in most of our area counties, that advisory is set to expire at 9 a.m. For the far west and southwest counties, though, it'll be around 10 a.m. We currently have visibility of around 0.3 of a mile or less. A medevac ambulance was dispatched to the scene of a vehicle in the ditch early this morning north of Atlantic. That accident occurred a little after 6 a.m. on North Olive Street near the ADM grain elevator. The female driver of the vehicle was complaining of neck pain. Roads in the area were slick at the time and are still slick, with fog having already frozen on wet surfaces. No other details about the accident are available. If you're planning on being out and about this morning, drive and or walk with caution. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man this morning after they were dispatched a little before 3 a.m. to 305 North 6th Street for a report of a suspicious male. The suspect gave the responding officers a false name, threw punches at the officers, and then ran from them before the officers were able to gain control of the man and place him in handcuffs. The suspect, identified as 31-year-old Michael Wickman of Council Bluffs, was transported to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Once he's released, Wickman will be charged with two counts of assault on police officers, false information, interference with official acts, and eluding. The officers involved also suffered minor injuries during the incident. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest just before 10 a.m. Thursday of 38-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak. Reinhardt was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. He was arrested in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa's new medical marijuana program will get started tomorrow as dispensaries open in five spots around the state. Dispensaries are set to open in Council Bluffs, Davenport, Sioux City, Windsor Heights, and Waterloo. The 2017 Medical Cannabis Oil Act allows the use of cannabis oil that has no more than 3% THC, the compound of marijuana that causes a high. Iowa doctors can certify patients with one of several debilitating medical conditions, including cancer, multiple sclerosis, seizures, HIV, AIDS, Parkinson's disease, and Crohn's disease. MedPharm is manufacturing all of the state's legal marijuana products, which includes capsules, tinctures, and creams. Sarah Reisetter is the deputy director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. She said the state's Medical Cannabis Oil Board has a compassionate use goal. Well, a woman from Page County was injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Jasmine Adams of Clarinda was driving a 2008 Chevy Impala eastbound on 260th Street just east of Villisca when her car lost traction as it was rounding a curve. The vehicle hit a road sign and entered the south ditch before running through a field fence and coming to rest in the ditch. The accident happened around 1:37 p.m. Authorities say that Adams was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,750. There were no citations issued. A woman from Creston was injured during a rollover accident at around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. The Union County Sheriff's Office's 58-year-old Teresa Deacon was traveling east on 205th Street when she met another vehicle and drove her 2012 Toyota SUV close to the edge of the road to avoid a collision. Due to the slick road conditions, Deacon lost control of her vehicle, which entered the north ditch and rolled a couple of times before coming to rest on its wheels. Deacon suffered minor, non-incapacitating injuries but did not require medical transport to the hospital. Her vehicle sustained about $6,000 damage in the crash. In the funeral announcements, Frank Obermeyer, age 91, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Obermeyer will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joseph Peterson, age 84, of Walnut, died November 24th. Memorial services for Joseph Peterson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Tessman, age 102, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Tessman will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Bruce Carl, age 90, of Greenfield, died November 24th. Celebration of life services for Bruce Carl will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Elaine Owen, age 92, who's formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Elaine Owen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Carl Razor, age 90, of Omaha, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Carl Razor will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Atonement Lutheran Church in Omaha. Bremen Mortuary of Omaha is in charge of the arrangements. Urban Bernard Heinscheid, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A mass of Christian burial for Urban Heinscheid will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Bud Lindemann, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A celebration of life for Bud Lindemann will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Andrew Varley, age 83, of rural Earlham, died November 19th. A celebration of life for Andrew Varley will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Richard Rich Weaver, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rich Weaver will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Forrest Pete Peterson, age 95, of Goodyear, Arizona, died Monday. Funeral services for Pete Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daryl Erickson, age 67, of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and formerly of the Greenfield, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died November 17th. A celebration of life for Daryl Erickson will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Cumberland Community Center. Nelda Gray Teague, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nelda Teague will be held Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Alice Larimer, age 81, of Adel, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Larimer will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Charles Charlie Noland, age 92, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Charlie Noland will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.